Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. Praise God. I have a word for you. Praise God. You know, God is good. Amen. And he is able to do everything but fail. I've been trying to build you guys up for the last few weeks that I've been on, amen, because it's needed. It seems like the body is literally sick, it's gone off course. It wants to just shut down and not function right. It want to do what it want to do, but everything is vested in God and his will. And our souls, we should be in good health even as our souls prosper. So because of what the enemy has done, he has literally thrown a lot of us for a loop. We've been like Job and didn't even know it, half of us. And then we said, now we've been out of that Job syndrome and we don't have to go back through it no more. Before we got saved, so after we got saved, there's nothing but, you know, nothing supposed to be but good days ahead. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know our hearts. Amen. You know the will. You won't know, amen, what's going to happen to us. You are our future. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. And I ask you to move by your spirit and strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Those that need strengthening, those that need a life-changing experience, those that really need to hear from you, God, amen, be it by the prophet or prophetess or by the word, praise God, or by you talking to them. You talk to me, Father, and I know that you can talk to them. Lord God, encourage those that are broken heart today. Encourage those that are going through various issues in their lives, God, and let them know that, God, you won't leave them. Lord, I believe you. I trust you. I put my life in your hand. I put my life in your care, knowing that, God, amen, if the sun don't shine tomorrow, I know that you'll be there for me, praise God. If the earth don't produce its fruits, I know that God, amen, you'll still be there for me and my family. I pray for families. I pray for corporate prayer. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, amen, and I pray for America and the world at large, amen, praise God. Situations are not getting better, amen, and we cannot, amen, praise God, forget about you who can provide, who can deliver, who can set free. So I'm asking you to move today and touch in Jesus' name. You know, the word of God said in the book of John chapter 11, amen, and we're speaking about a man that was very dear to Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, and he was a good friend also. But this man had an issue. He had a problem, amen, praise God, that would arise in his life. We don't know how old he was. It didn't say in the Bible how old he was. But it also, praise God, let us know that, praise God, he was Jesus' friend. And when you're going through the various stages of life and Satan began to attack you or you feel like, you know, you're being tried like Job, 90% of the time you are, praise God. But it's how you deal with the situation or when you're in it. And like I say, faith will always work. It's a worker, but it also produces the end result. So, amen, praise God. This friend of Jesus was dear to him, and Jesus, amen, he should have been there, amen, when the sisters first called him forth, amen, praise God, because Lazarus had gotten sick. Sickness can hit you at any age, from an infant, amen, praise God, all the way to an adult, all the way to the last stages of your life. Most people die from sicknesses and diseases at the last stages of their lives. Black Americans, amen, have a high percentage rate of sugar diabetes more than any other race, and they die out, you know, from this condition. But we don't know the condition of Lazarus, but we know that Jesus would step in just in time. And my thought today is, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And that means whatsoever you ask of God, God will give it to you. Amen. Plain and amen. And you can't get no more plainer than that. Praise God. So the Bible said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. In the first verse, it states, praise God. I give God the glory. Praise God. It states, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary. Hallelujah. And her sister Martha. Praise God. It was that Mary which anointed Jesus, the Lord, with ointments and wiped his feet. Amen. Praise God. With her hair. Praise God. And I don't know, you know, if a lot of you understand, but there's a cost for the oil that was in her alabaster box. Amen. Praise God. That means she paid a price, praise God, for the oil because it was expensive oil. And some people say it took over a year's wages in order to get this oil. Amen. And some people say it cost like $300 and something, praise God. Amen, to get this oil. So it was very expensive. But at the same time, praise God, her cost was much more greater, amen, praise God, than anything that could ever be compared to. And the one she loved, amen, she was willing to pay the price. She's willing to, amen, suffer the consequences, amen, and give up a lifestyle of prostitution and a way of making her living to gain a lifestyle with Jesus Christ. So her brother's name was Lazarus, and he was sick. The sickness, we don't know in detail what kind of sickness he had because it's not written in the scripture in essence. But sickness, like I said, can fall on anybody. But God said when you become a Christian, when Jesus let us know, when you become a Christian, you think Christ-like, amen, praise God. Amen. And whatever you ask of God by faith, amen, he will give it to you. Amen. He give it to you. Amen. From healing of the body to financial blessing to restoring the marriage to, amen, bringing the children that are on drugs, amen, back up under the covering to the boss on the job to everything that the family, your relatives and stuff try to do to you. God will step in, and he will honor your prayer and do that which is going to be a benefit to you. Now, the Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There are some stipulations, amen, praise God. One of the things that I do most often is I try to repent every day for my sons, amen, because I don't know what they're going to do in a day's time, and for myself, too, because I'm not perfect. But at the same time, I want to stay upright with God. The stipulations are to keep his commandment so that when I pray, I can get a prayer through, and when I ask a thing, God will do it. Well, amen, praise God. Amen. Lazarus' sisters was concerned about Lazarus. He was sick, and therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, him whom thou lovest is sick. Amen. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God, amen, might be glorified thereby. Now, every sickness that we go through, amen, is not unto death. There are some that we die from it, amen, but there are some that are for the glory of God. Not only did God raise up Lazarus, but in the Old Testament, God was shown to do miraculous works, amen, and with Paul and Peter, amen, and with Jesus, there were many miracles and signs and wonders, and there were many, many manifestations of God's glory seen in those things. And so we praise God for his power and his anointed works down in the earth realm. But he said he would not give his glory to another. Amen. And these things that are happening, praise God, as far as deliverance and healing and all the miracles and signs and wonders, they fall up under the supernatural category. And God is a supernatural God. Satan is not supernatural. There is no a word, no category that you can place Satan in, but he's evil. He is diabolical. Evil, he'll do anything he can to try to defeat the will of God. Amen. And he don't mind trying you like he tried Job. I had gone through various stages in my trials. Amen. Praise God. And I had mentioned him. Amen. Praise God. First I got saved, and then all different kind of crazy people start coming in my life. Met through my brother, and they one was a witch, and another one was just she just literally wanted to cause me to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost all the way through the bloodline, and all many wickedness happened to me. Boyfriend problem. I ended up quitting my boyfriend, amen, and I gave my life to God. And when I explained to him my faith in the way I believe that God had caused me to walk in, because he was a Church of Christ, his pastor, he had his pastor to come, and his pastor told him, told me that I didn't have to give up my life in order to serve God. Well, yeah, I had to give up that lifestyle that I had in order to serve God. That was no sex without marriage, amen, praise God. No drinking of alcohol, no running up and down the streets, no doing things that was not appropriate for me to do to be in the will of God. So I took the right way. I chose the right pathway. Then about 12 or so years into the relationship with God, amen, then the enemy attacked in a higher dimension that I was not even cognitive of until the attack came. And after that attack came, it almost destroyed my life. And I spent 14 years of suffering in that, amen, praise God, and trying to figure out why this had to happen. You know, Satan will sometime attack you before the race began, but God has made certain stipulations before the race began. Amen, praise God. We are in a preparation stage. Amen, praise God. But then Satan will come in and attack you before the race begin, and then God will continue to go on and allow you to run the race, even though you have been made lame or blinded or limp in any kind of way. Well, this was Lazarus' race, and it was time for Jesus to show up and show his love for him. So, amen, praise God. The Bible literally let us know, praise God, that John 14:13-14 state, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So God wanted to get the glory out of this condition with Lazarus. He wanted to get the glory out of your life today, praise God, but you've got to have faith to believe and be steadfast and unmovable. Amen, praise God, because what the enemy will do is try to knock you off course. You know, if you go to I'm going to use, for instance, roller rink, one of the things that they do to try to gain points, they'll knock another opponent out of the way so they can gain that point. Well, Satan wants to gain the points, amen, and call you to walk in disbelief and think that God is lying. But God said whatsoever you will ask God, God will do it. He'll give it to you. Not only will he perform it, but he'll literally give it to you in your hands or in your spirit walk, amen, praise God, or whatever that's needed, praise God, and it be manifested in the natural as well, praise God. If you need a house, he'll give you a house. If you need a car, he'll give you a car. But it's according to your faith, because a lot of us, amen, praise God, don't have that faith to believe that God can do these things. So if you shall ask anything in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. And he said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. A lot of us would want to place our relationship on what God can give us
instead of on what God has planned for the purpose in our life. And so Satan knows that. He knows that we need and have a great need for certain things. And he'll try to put our focal point on the materialistic side when God want to do the supernatural in your life. If he can get you to obey him and believe in the supernatural, one of the things that will happen, amen, that faith will kick not only, amen, praise God, the devil out, but it is going to take you to the next dimension and the next dimension and the next dimension. Well, the dimension that God wanted to put Lazarus in at this time, amen, was a healing, amen, and a resurrection, amen, showing, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, the first resurrection was done, amen, praise God, through Jesus Christ, an example by Lazarus, praise God. You know, Jesus is noted to be the first that was resurrected from the dead. But he did that also with Lazarus, and there are other stages that he did great and mighty works, praise God. So Lazarus typifies the resurrection and that there a man can be resurrected from the grave because they don't die, they sleep in, praise God, in Christ. Amen, praise God. So everything we face in life, amen, causes our lives to be a challenge to, amen, to go out and find a job, a challenge to marry, a challenge to have children. A lot of women that want to have children end up, amen, praise God, trying many times over before they conceive. And so it's a challenge, amen, praise God. But the one that's challenging us, amen, it's Satan, and he's not right, amen, praise God. Like I said, we don't know what Lazarus was sick with, but we know that whatever we ask, amen, just like the sisters did in prayer, God will give it to us, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So these challenges that we face on a daily basis are on a weekly basis or throughout the year, amen, praise God, is going to make us strong, is going to deliver us if we believe, amen, and it's going to produce the peaceable fruits, amen, if we trust in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ, praise God, amen, hallelujah, he knew after the sisters called and pleaded with him and begged him to come, amen, Jesus knew, praise God, that he would come, but he had to wait on the timing of the Lord. Many of us don't want to wait on the timing of the Lord. And the Bible literally said that Jesus could not do anything except what he seen the Father do. Nor could he speak, amen, praise God, and except what he hear the Father tell him. So Jesus had a right now relationship with God. And a lot of people don't know that Holy Spirit resided with Jesus all the during the time that he was in the earth realm. They were partners, praise God. Just like Father God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they're the Trinity. They were partners, amen, in everything that was in pertaining to, amen, creation and mankind itself. Amen, praise God. Every intricate part in of us, praise God. God knows about it. Jesus knows about it and the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. And I'm going to tell you, when Jesus hung on the cross, amen, praise God. God was there with him, praise God, until it was time for him to depart. And that's when Jesus said, Eli, Eli, sabachthani, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Well, God went on back up to heaven, amen, and it's time for us to get the revelation of the word instead of being a prune and sitting up there and not receiving the things that of God. So the Holy Spirit was working with Jesus in the earth realm. The miracles was performed by the Holy Spirit because he is the work of praise. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so when Father God left Jesus, that's when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, he went on back to heaven because the work was finished. Jesus came to finish the work. So if he had not, amen, praise God, went to see Lazarus, then the work would not have been finished. So anyway, amen, praise God, Jesus, amen, told his disciples, amen, thank you, Jesus. He said, Lazarus sleepeth. Amen. Praise God. He's not dead. He's sleeping. Amen. Praise God. But the disciples said, well, how can you say he's sleeping when he's in the grave? They done wrapped him in grave cloth, amen, as a handkerchief over his head in so many words. Amen. And you saying that he's sleeping? Praise God. So, amen, Jesus went on. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus literally met Mary and Martha. And then in the 20th verse, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, or whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Amen. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. When you are in Christ and you believe God, there is a resurrection in your life, whether it be by sickness or by anything that the enemy has tried to attack you with. One of the things that we don't see in the Bible is where Lazarus had any physician there. We don't see and read where, amen, any medication was given to him. We don't see where they called the priest to come and help him. But the faith that Mary and Martha had was, amen, they don't need a priest. They didn't need to see. They didn't need that. But their whole, amen, focus was on Jesus, who was the high-class physician, who was the one that would bring them deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst of something that should never have been taken place, because it had never, amen, occurred that, amen, the resurrection, Jesus was able to do it. Jesus literally said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Amen. And I'm paraphrasing it. He can do all things that was inside of him, the strength that was inside of him. So he went on to the grave site. And when he got there, praise God, other people had followed, amen, because they wanted to see what this man who had opened the blinded eyes could do. They wanted to see, amen, was that hope still, amen, in Israel. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, because they had already looked for a king, and Jesus said, I'm not, amen, coming down here to reign as a king in the flesh, but I came in my kingdom, amen, praise God, will eventually come. And then he also told them, my kingdom was not of this world. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So in order for God to get the glory, we have to have hope. Amen. Beyond the natural eye. Praise God. Our eyes want to see everything. We said Lazarus was dead. Amen. We in a dead situation. The marriage is gone. And then you look at it at the natural side. Amen. When God say, amen, all you had to do was have hope. Amen. Hope make it not a shame. Amen. Then you have to have patience. Amen. Amen. And by this patience, amen, will make things firm while you're waiting. Amen. Jesus stayed away 4 days, and Lazarus was supposed to be stinking in the grave. But don't you know God has a preservative that will literally keep you, amen, until Jesus comes? How do you think, amen, when you're going through something, amen, and you can't see no change right then, but all of a sudden, amen, you understand that, well, I ain't dead yet, or God is still keeping me, or something is going on. Well, God is keeping you until, amen, the angels bring the message to the word, or Gabriel bring the word, or Michael come and continue to fight for you. Amen. Praise God. Or Jesus come on the scene and deliver you. I tell you, whatsoever you ask God, he will do it. Praise God. But you've got to have that God kind of faith that call those things that be not as though they were. Jesus had that faith. Amen. He knew who his Father was. When he went to the graveside, he did not do anything but said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came forth, praise God, and praise God. I give God the glory. A lot of men would, amen, preach it and say, if he wouldn't have called him by name, all of them would have got out of the grave. But no, Jesus called Lazarus forth because it wasn't his time to die. A lot of you are dying before your time because you don't have that faith. Whatsoever you ask, God will do it. A lot of you are dying because you don't want to wait on God. A lot of you have thrown in the towel because Satan has presented a pretty picture, and I'm going to tell you, behind it ain't nothing but darkness. I can tell you that because I done been there. But when Jesus called Lazarus forth, amen, the grave cloth was taken off of him, amen, and the glory of God was revealed. Somebody needs to have the glory of God revealed in their life. They've been going through, they've been stagnant. You've been, amen, tossing to and fro, wanting from pastor to church to church to pastor to prophet to anybody that can give you a word. Even when you can get nothing from the pastor, you went to the witchcraft workers and all of those things, thinking that you would get something. But because of Saul, amen, and his rebellion, not keeping the commandments of God, not only did he die, but his whole household died. But Mephibosheth, amen, and a few others, and then Mephibosheth was Jonathan's son. So I'm telling you, when you walk out of the wheel and seek something from someone, another source, amen, instead of waiting on God patiently, amen, and having the hope to believe that God can do everything for prayer, you done set yourself up for a trap. You done set yourself up to be defeated. That's why a lot of us, amen, praise God, are in the grave now and ain't no resurrection for you. That's why a lot of, amen, have looked at things, amen, faith valiant, amen, as a natural side, amen, and forgot there is a supernatural side, amen, and that the glory of God must be seen. I believe God, amen, for this attack that the enemy put on my body for a sugar diabetes, and all I'm waiting on is the manifestation. I ain't running out there seeking nothing but the face of God. And when it gets so bad and so hard, amen, praise God, I know it's just like Lazarus going in that grave. Don't nobody know what Lazarus has suffered, but all I know is that Lazarus was resurrected. Job, amen, went in the murky grave, amen, his children were destroyed, he lost his cattle, he lost his home, then the wife told him, you ought to curse God and die. Amen, that's the time that Job stood up and let her know, woman, you must be crazy. A lot of us, I have gone through with our family, and they literally tried to defeat the purpose of God in our life, because they wouldn't allow God to have the full course in our life. But I stand here today to tell you that God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all powers in his hand. Look at Lucifer fleeing. I mean, I see him running right now from somebody that's been yoked up with him for quite a few years, praise God. Been trying to get ahead, but the enemy has stopped him on every hand. But I'm telling you, just like, amen, praise God, Isaac, amen, went from well to well because of Abimelech. Amen. Praise God. It's your time. The next well you dig, the next venture you go on. Amen. The power of God and the glory of God is going to, amen, be manifested. And all of a sudden you done got that break and has a praise break behind it. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, whatsoever you ask of God, God will do it. He's not going to just say, oh, I might, or I think I changed my mind. But he said, if you walk and keep his commandments and obey him, he cannot hold no good thing from you. All you have to do is believe and trust in God, who is the author and finisher of your faith. God bless God today. Amen. Because the word is real. Amen. Praise God. Lazarus was resurrected. Praise God. From the dead, amen, because he slept, amen, we sleep in Christ, we, amen, bear our cross in Christ, but amen, we are like sheep, all of us have been like sheep, led to the slaughter, but every time, amen, a sheep dies, don't mean it's dying a natural death, but it's sleeping in the Lord so that we can be resurrected at the end time. Oh, I give God glory today. Amen. I tell you, if you trust in the Lord, whatever you ask in his name, he will do it. Amen. And you will see his manifested glory if you believe. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.